Her timesheets check out perfectly. Mary Wagner wasn't at work for at least 2 hours before and 2 hours after every estimated time of death. No exceptions. Cha-ching. Okay, thanks. I'm out of here. She's working today. When did you last see her? About 10 minutes ago. I have to go, Paige. Perkins was looking at me expectantly, and I didn't want him asking too many questions. The receiver was halfway back to the cradle when I heard Paige shout, "Wait!" I gave Perkins a sorry with my eyebrows. Sometimes Agent Paige could be a little exasperating, almost as if he was trying too hard. "What, Carl?" "Mary Smith's last email, Alex. The murder that's supposed to happen by 12 tomorrow." "Yeah, I got it," I said, and hung up the phone. I already knew what Paige was trying to tell me. Tomorrow was Mary Wagner's day off. Chapter 90. I was already convinced it was crucial that I try to speak with Mary Wagner before the trauma of an arrest. That was my strong gut response on this strange case. I knew LAPD was going to be under a lot of pressure to move quickly, though. It meant I had to move even faster, if I could. I hurried back to the bureau and found Van Allsburg in his office. "Don't ask me, not my call," he said, after I'd made my case for the interview. "If Maddox Fielding wants to move in on her, then do me one favor," I said. Minutes later, we were on the phone in Fred's office. I knew Maddox Fielding probably wouldn't take my call, but Van Allsburg got patched through right away.